Books on Tape presents The Edge of Winter by Luann Rice, read by Kate Mazur. Prologue. The day the world ended started out crystal clear, the sky so sharply, heart-stoppingly blue, it seemed it might crack. Although it was near the end of February and freezing cold, Mickey and Jenna rode their bikes down the windswept road toward the barrier beach. They did this all spring, summer, and fall, but this was their first bike outing since the winter snows had receded. Jenna's favorite bird was the black-throated blue warbler, although it was too early in the season to see one. Mickey's favorite bird, unseen by either her or Jenna, but loved for its mystery and elusiveness, was the snowy owl, and the rare bird group had sent out an email that one had been spotted on Refuge Beach. Such emails came every day, but this was the first snowy sighting that Mickey could remember.
"It's freezing," Jenna said as they pedaled south.
"I know," Mickey said,
"but just think, we're going to see a snowy owl."
"The email didn't even say where it was."
"That's because birders always protect owls. They're so shy and timid," Mickey said. "But don't worry. The poster gave it all away when he mentioned cranberry bogs and holly."
"There are bogs all along here."
"I know," Mickey said, "but only one that has a thicket of holly, too. Come on, it's only another half mile." They passed the information center, where the Refuge Beach park ranger lived. Mickey had seen the lights on late at night, when she and her mother came down on summer nights to have starlight picnics. Mickey saw his green truck and wondered what he was doing on such a cold, quiet day at the park.